present on this day is Representative Terry Gardner, Representative Bernie Bousma, and myself, Terry Martin. The first bill, gentlemen, Senate Bill 816, is the initial bill that we had, House Bill 704, which just extended the lifeline of the commission and gave an effective date. And what I'd like to ask, in the Rules Committee yesterday, Terry, I asked that they not have 704 on the calendar today, which was slated, but to delete that, and then we would use Senate bill as a vehicle. Yes, sir?
Chairman, in that regard, then I would move that the committee substitute for House Bill number 704, Labor and Commerce, be substituted as a Labor and Commerce committee substitute on Senate Bill number 816.
Okay, the motion made by Representative Gardner to have committee substitute for House Bill 704, Labor and Commerce, substituted for Senate Bill number 816. Is there any objections? Here are no objections, so ordered. It just come to our attention, gentlemen, just this morning, that the Real Estate Commission did have a meeting here, and they discovered to their horrors that they did not add in the suggestions they gave us for the upgrading authority to expend the monies that were increased here and to hold hearings. So I said, you know, if you can come down with the proper amendment, that we'll consider adding that to number 704. Maybe we can have Mrs. Carson to, would you like to take a moment to explain that to us now?
Yes, thank you. I am a real estate broker, and Mrs. Hill asked me if I would deliver this over because they were in the process of their meeting. Apparently, there's no money provided in an appropriation or in the budget for the purposes of covering the costs of hearing claims when they're filed against the surety fund. Unless some other vehicle is created whereby to cover the cost of the hearings, they will not be able to have any hearings from here on out. Obviously, as they said, this is not the most desirable means of covering the cost. However, if they can't have hearings, then the public loses the right of the surety fund as a protective fund.
Any
questions? I've asked for this to be added.
Yes, Mr. Gardner.
Mr. Chairman, no question. I just moved that the amendment the amendment be adopted to the committee substitute we just adopted.
Okay. Is there any objection?
This is the amendment that
right that we were adding basically sent to
the board.
Okay. Yeah.
No objection. Fine. So ordered. Let me have that. Set that. And is there anyone else who would like to speak on Senate Bill 816 amended?
Okay.
Mr. Glad.
No further amendments. I'd move the committee substitute out of committee.
Okay. Any objection? No objection. So ordered.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry they made you run so fast. It was worth it, huh? The next bill we have before us is a similar expansion of the extension of the Board of Electrical Examiners, Senate Bill 874, and we just have one short testimony from the gentleman of occupational licenses.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Harry Traeger. I'm the Director of the Division of Occupational Licensing. It would be the Department and Division position that we would support the legislation for the continuing of the Board of Electrical Examiners.
Okay, is there any...
Chairman, what happened to our, we had some changes in our bill on that.
Actually, we never had a bill because we were told too late that the electrical board needed to be extended. We had on plumbers and electricians permits.
Okay.
That's
okay,
the one that
okay,
had
that's
had
right.
Maybe this is a good place to put those amendments on.
The bill was in process now. I don't think it would right now.
We don't have that before.
I don't know if we had that bill. I thought it was passing. I don't. Go ahead.
Subject problem.
Well, the
different sections of the statute.
What's wrong with just dealing with electrical and plumbers is the same title, Title 8, isn't it?
No, not sure.
Oh, then.
That's under labor, that's under a different section.
Is there any further questions? Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion on the bill?
Chairman, I move the Senate Bill 874 out of committee.
Motion made by Representative Rodner. It's so nice to say that name, Terry. Liz. Any objections?
No.
Hearing no objections, so ordered.
Glad I could be of assistance.
Nothing else being before the committee. Is there any announcements that I may have forgotten, Mary or Jerry? Jay? Go ahead.
The Finance Committee has extended an invitation to participate, for the committee to participate in the hearing on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 831 tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Oh, buddy. Saturday.
Senate Bill 831.
Risk management.
Well, yeah, they gave it to fiscal notary of $65 million.
And it used to be zero.
Sounds typical.
Did you contact the...
Now, how come you're doing that?
Did the insurance commissioner...
Legislative Finance has been contacted, investigated, and as of this morning, when I met with them, they will be bringing in a fiscal note of zero.
Is there any other business? Thank you very much, gentlemen. Glad that John's with you today.